U.S. universities, backed by Soros and Zuckerberg, throw support behind Durbin Graham Dream Act amnesty. By John Binder on February 17, 2023. United States universities, backed by billionaires George Soros and Mark Zuckerberg, are throwing their support behind Senators Dick Durbin, DEL, and Lindsey Graham's, RSC, Dream Act amnesty for millions of illegal aliens. Earlier this week, Durbin and Graham introduced legislation to give nearly 2 million illegal aliens, enrolled and eligible for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, program, green cards and, eventually, naturalized American citizenship. The President's Alliance, which represents a number of U.S. universities and colleges, is urging House and Senate lawmakers to pass the amnesty. The group is backed by Zuckerberg's Forward.us and Soros's Open Society Foundation, as well as the Shapiro Foundation, Carnegie Corporation of New York, the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative, and the Wilder Foundation. The President's Alliance is heartened to see renewed bipartisan efforts to provide an accessible pathway to citizenship for the Dreamer population, both with and without DACA, the President's Alliance wrote in a press release. Executive Diego Sanchez wrote in a statement. There are more than 400,000 undocumented students in higher education, a majority of whom do not have DACA. Every year, an estimated 100,000 undocumented students are graduating from high school. They need protection too, and so I urge our members of Congress on both sides of the aisle to find ways to create protections for these individuals. The universities and their financial backers have a vested financial interest in keeping as many young illegal aliens in the U.S., as well as adding millions more young illegal aliens to the population, because university systems are generating about $9 billion in revenue annually via tuition and fees from foreign students. Specifically, roughly 182,000 illegal aliens of the more than 400,000 illegal aliens enrolled in U.S. universities and colleges are DACA-eligible or DACA-enrolled, making up a significant portion of university systems' billions in revenue from their foreign student pipeline. As Breitbart News reported in 2017, a DACA amnesty would open a surge of chain migration, where newly naturalized citizens can bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the U.S., ranging from 10 million to 19 million foreign nationals. A prior Breitbart News analysis found that a DACA amnesty would cost American taxpayers some $115 billion by opening Obamacare rolls to newly legalized illegal aliens. Meanwhile, the Congressional Budget Office, CBO, has estimated that such an amnesty would cost taxpayers $26 billion. That same CBO report suggests that about 1 in 5 DACA illegal aliens, after an amnesty, would end up on food stamps, while at least 1 in 7 would go on Medicaid. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.